want to forget you. I don't even want to try.
Oh, wow. Jazzy.
I don't
or out of tune.
Want, I don't even want to try.
Yeah, you be the judge.
Jesus Christ. Oh. This is a practical impossibility. It's ringing.
Right.
What?
Love the show.
This is the Ray Foley Podcast.
When it came to that singing, I didn't even try.
No, that's what sounded like.
You know what? That's fair enough. Hello there. It's a podcast. Don't put your hand up.
Have you seen...
Don't put your hand up.
Ray, I have a question for you. Speaking of alternative ways of singing, have you seen that IG reel of Enrique Iglesias singing live? It's videoed from in the pit, just in front of stage.
I have seen this Enrique thing dozens of times. Let me go find it.
Can I just ask a question?
Is it real? Or is it fake?
That was mine!
That was mine!
I was like, don't be...
That was mine!
Why is everyone hating on Enrique? I have a feeling somebody's taken the audio and doctored it.
I have a feeling it's gone around so many times and everyone has done it that I have a feeling that it's real. Or I'm just really gullible and I'm falling for it. Hi, by the way, welcome to the Ray Foley Show podcast on Today FM. You can get us on Go Loud, wherever you get your podcasts, and you can email us at any juncture that you feel so incensed to do so. It's jp@todayfm.com for any of your podcast emails. You can refer to the podcast in your correspondence.
I was checking out the comments and everyone's saying, oh, he's never been good. This is just typical Enrique. He's always been a bad singer. I think we spoke to him on the show donkeys years ago.
We did.
Yeah, and he was a lovely fella.
But he didn't sing when we were chatting to him.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't sing.
No.
I've told you this before. We were together at the time. The time that I DJ'd support for Enrique Iglesias. All of that sentence is real. That actually happened.
Yeah, wow, his warm-up act. Incredible.
I was like, when you consider that...
Was Kournikova side of stage during your set?
I was just going to say, like, if we're all raging about the fact that Enrique Iglesias can't sing, then it's perfectly fine because his DJ, his opening act... Can't DJ.
This was a huge gig, wasn't it?
It was massive.
Yeah.
It was like a huge big top tent and they had it in the Phoenix Park.
Wow.
The promote, I think it was MCD. They got in touch and they said, would you be interested in DJing before it? And I said, no. And then I went to my wife, who is responsible for all of my terrible decisions.
Okay.
And told her about it. And she said, you said what? I said no. And she said, you have to do it.
Right.
Like, imagine our grandkids telling them that you were given the opportunity once for it being the opening DJ for one of the biggest international acts on the planet at the time, and you said no, you turned it down.
Before you get to the grandkids stage, because I know you haven't yet, have you even told your own kids that you were Enrique's warm-up guy, hype guy?
I'd entirely forgotten about it, and I'm only telling you about it now because it has come back to me again.
Did you? Is it bad form then when you're in that role to include some Enrique Iglesias songs in your set list?
Here's a little bit of behind the scenes.
Pulling the curtain
hot
back.
Hot goss here now. I tell you what, your man is going to be bricking himself. Your man, the American with the blog.
Los Paris Angeles. Hilton fella.
Perez Hilton.
That's the one.
I tell you, Perez Hilton's shitting himself now. Hey, TMZ, you getting this?
Ray Foley is about to dish the dirt.
Here we go. Here it comes. They tell you, you can play anything you like, but don't play any Enrique Iglesias songs.
Well, you'd be stealing his thunder, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah. So I played a load of Enrique songs. So instead, I played a load of Julio Iglesias songs, like 12 Julio Iglesias, because he's the father, he's the dad.
I know.
And nobody knew any of, and none of the Enrique fans knew, but Enrique knew. I thought this would be, Enrique loved this now. Just all of his dad's songs. I didn't, of course. I can tell you about that night if you like, but I will have PTSD and I will have the gawks and the fear and the shivers and not be able to sleep tonight. Let me play. He's not actually singing. Is that the...
I don't think that's the right one. You can hear him more clearly in the video that I saw. Now, this was a couple of days ago, and you're saying it's been knocking around for ages.
I've seen it. It's been a couple of weeks, but in the videos, and I've seen dozens of them as I'm scrolling through, like various ones of Enrique just singing badly. And it seems... I don't know anything, and this doesn't come from my behind the scenes knowledge, because of course, you know, I'm one of Enrique's entourage.
Team Iglesias, yeah. You guys roll deep.
It seems to me that he might use help from recorded backing vocals or some sort of recorded vocals.
Nearly every artist and band these days
does.
Plays along to a click track or a backing track. Yeah.
I don't mean to be an Enrique apologist, but it seems to me that they weren't working and he thought, well, I'm Enrique freaking Iglesias. I can sing anyway. And then he just did it badly. It seems to me that's what happened.
Well, we all have our off days.
Because there doesn't seem to be any other help going on, not even from backing vocals or anything like that. Please hold. Let's see what this one is. It does seem a little ropey, doesn't it?
It's a bit raw.
It seems like the unplugged version of Escape.
It's authentic. I've heard videos of John Bon Jovi, and they're a hard watch and a hard listen.
The recent ones.
Oh, yeah, he's lost his voice.
Did you hear Axl Rose recently as well?
Well, he's been bad for about 30 years now.
Heartbreaking. But he's still gigging, though. Still gigging, still making money. Still putting on a performance and putting on a show for the fans. That's got to be credited. Much like me on that fateful night on stage. And I want to say it was like November, December. It was like cold. Freezing cold.
Yeah.
And I met him.
Did you write? And how was he?
I met him before and after, and he was lovely. He was an absolute sweetheart. And they have this huge spread, like it's a huge canteen backstage behind it. Was although it's in a tent, they've got like porta cabins inside in the tent, and they had like a big canteen, and all of his dancers and all of his band were there, and they're all lovely, like really, really lovely people. Like it seemed like a real family, a big team of people, like a kind of an entourage type situation. They were all getting on like a house on fire. And I was introduced. Oh, this is Ray. He's going to be our DJ. And I was like, oh, Jesus, I shouldn't be here.
Feeling very Irish.
Feeling very, very Irish and very unmusical. Very not a DJ. Because as I've gone to pains to explain to people, I'm not a DJ. I have a radio show, but I don't DJ on it. I talk. And ask for people to text in, and I interview people.
You were there at the Phoenix Park for one reason, and one reason only.
The paycheck.
And that was to get paid.
Paycheck. And because my wife said, you got to say yes to these things that scare you. You got to have the experience of doing it. So they sit down with me, they have the chat. Enrique comes over. I think I've got a photo somewhere of me and Enrique. He always wears the baseball cap. Is he losing his hair? I've often thought
He's always been a little bit light on top. His father was similarly inclined as well.
Julio
was a little bit light on top, yeah.
So much like Dahi O'Shea. Dahi O'Shea, Marty Whelan and Julio Iglesias, all in the Thinning Hair Brigade. That should be a band, actually.
I'd go to that gig. That's a gig I'd go to.
I'd go to them sooner than seeing me on stage before Enrique Iglesias in a tent in the freezing cold in December.
I can't imagine the fear. Did you have...
No,
did
it
you
wasn't.
Need a,
no,
did you genuinely. All of the Dutch courage in Amsterdam?
In fairness, and I'm going to be completely honest with you, it wasn't fear. It was abject terror.
Did they expect you to address the crowd?
They didn't. No, they didn't.
We don't want to see those hands.
They didn't give me a microphone. So it was just go on and play the music, right? So there was DJ Dex. It was sparse as well. That's the other thing. Because Enrique is putting on a show. You're just there to kind of just play a few tunes. Really what they should have done was put on a few tunes, like put on Spotify and not have me on at all. So out I go, no intro or anything.
Had you had a sound check beforehand?
No.
Right, in really cold.
Yeah, well, you know, these people know what they're doing. And there's a whole team of sound people, pure sound.
These people who have toured, this crew that has toured with Enrique around the world is now watching Ray Foley take to the stage.
Jesus Christ.
I can't imagine what was going on in your brain.
Yeah, yeah. Horrific. So the tent is full. Because Enrique, believe it or not, wildly popular. He's filled the, like it's arena-sized, humongous, big top tent. So there's a sea of people. I walk out to nothing, right?
People don't even know you. Did you get an intro?
No.
There's no intro. No. Nobody knows. You could be a guy coming out to check the lights or something.
Yeah. That's what I look like.
Why is this guy standing on stage?
Terrified. Now, there's a little table there with the two turntables and the mixing deck, right?
Yeah.
So I don't have a microphone and I just stick in the CDs and I start playing some tunes that I think people will like. Okay. Now, it becomes immediately apparent to me that the music is way too low.
So it got you down in the mix.
It is not a party, right? There is a sea of people looking at me like this, barely audible levels of music. It's like, not barely audible, but you know, like, you know the way Christmas music plays in Dunn's or whatever. So there's music on, but it's not loud enough for you to sing along with or even engage with or certainly not dance to. Just background music. So there's background music on of popular dance and pop tunes of the time that I am playing, mixing into each other.
Yeah, you're doing your thing at low volume.
At very low volume. Right. And as it's going, I'm like, you're just getting paid. Don't make eye contact with anyone and just keep playing the tunes and just look like you're utterly engrossed in it.
Can I ask, were you given an out time? Like you start at X o'clock and you finish by. So how long was your mix?
Short enough. I think it was only like half an hour, 35, 40 minutes. And good money. Good money.
Yeah, good Ray Darcy money. But that's still, 35 minutes is a good stretch of time if you're looking at a sea of people.
Jesus, yeah. Yeah,
slack jaw looking back on. I can't hear what this man is doing. And I don't know why he's here.
Can I just add to that as well? They didn't do any lights. They didn't do any flashing lights or anything to make it feel like a party. No, we're going to wait for that for Enrique. So it's really just the house lights, right? There was no smoke or any effects or anything like that.
Did you wear anything sort of giggy or show busy or, you know?
My glittery jacket.
Yeah. No, no gold lamé jacket. Okay.
No. Or my Elton John star-shaped sunglasses. No, I didn't do anything.
This feels like a Peter Kay. It's a Peter Kay sketch from Phoenix Nights.
Horrific.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrific. So I'm about 10, 15 minutes in. I'm like, just keep plodding through this. Come on, Jesus Christ, keep going.
Is there any engagement with the crowd? Like, are you catching people's eyes and going, oh, hey, hi?
No, like, one's clapping. A wave. No one's clapping. There's nothing. Next song, I'm thinking maybe it's the song. So I start mixing it up a little bit in my half hour DJ set. Nothing. Right. And then there's a girl in the front. Also, they're the diehard Enrique fans. There's a girl in the front. She goes, and because the volume is so low, she goes, play some Enrique.
And everyone can hear.
And it's the volume is low enough that I can shout back to her and go, I'm not allowed. And then she says, well, will you turn it up at least?
And do you have the courage to like almost signal to the sound guy and give your, like point the finger up in the air, like towards your ear, your head, your earphone, and go point upwards? Give me more volume.
I suppose I could have done that. But right. I think the thing is, if I had a mic, I could have gone a little bit more volume there or whatever. But there was I didn't have opportunity to go, sure, or aggie, aggie. Nothing, none of that. It was just play the tunes and this one girl trying to help me out by going, you know, maybe if you play a little bit more Enrique, if you'd work out. Your worst gigs, jp@todayfm.com, either performing at them. Oh, by the way, that's the other thing then. Afterwards, chatting to Enrique, he was like, great set, man. Loved it.
That's a pro.
And I was like, you dickhead. You really? Dickhead. You didn't even hear it. But that's so nice of you to say. Now, where's my money?
Uh-oh. Ray Foley.
Oh, here we go. Here come the details.
Weekday afternoons from 2 on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!